the Biden administration has been backing more enforcement, restrictions, and punishment for people who cross into the U.S. without authorization. This has been in response to shifting views on unlawful immigration. Many of Biden's policies resemble those pushed by former President Donald Trump. That's got immigration rights advocates wondering whether Democrats will ever again focus on proposals like legalizing the millions of unauthorized migrants in the country. NPR's Sergio Martinez Beltran reports.
One of the policies that has had the most impact during President Biden's administration severely limits asylum at the U.S. southern border. It's been in effect since June, and it temporarily suspends most asylum claims. The policy is said to have led to a 55% drop in unauthorized crossings.
The effect is devastating for asylum seekers and especially for families with children.
Ilora Mukherjee is the director of the Immigrants Rights Clinic at Columbia Law School. She says tens of thousands of migrants are stranded in Mexico as a result of Biden's asylum ban. Biden used the same rule former President Trump used in 2017 to ban immigration from several majority Muslim countries, and in 2018 to suspend the right to petition asylum for migrants crossing the border illegally. Biden's recent actions as president go against what he did on the same day he was inaugurated, where he reversed many of Trump's rules.
The Democratic Party is adopting the same policies and postures that the MAGA Republicans have been advocating for over the last 6 to 8 years.
In a statement to NPR, a White House spokesperson says the Biden administration has, quote, put forward a balanced approach in order to secure our border and make our immigration system more fair and just, end quote. An example, the White House says, is Biden's 2023 humanitarian parole for Cubans, Haitians, Nicaraguans, and Venezuelans, which allows citizens of those countries to legally enter the U.S. after being vetted. The program is being phased out, even though the administration credits it with lowering arrests at the southern border. Bruna Solid, the senior political director of the immigrant youth-led United We Dream Action, hopes a potential Harris presidency could mean more legal pathways for immigrants.
I know it won't be easy because it never is. These things are not easy. Politicians, I've learned through this work, never do anything out of the kindness of their hearts. You know, they do things when they're pushed.
Solid and other advocates say misinformation spread by Trump has seeped into the heads of voters, and Democrats have been left with trying to be seen as tough. Recent surveys from the Pew Research Center show an overwhelming majority of Trump and Harris supporters back improving border security. Nearly 30% of Harris supporters back mass deportations.
The thing is, you're never going to seem tougher on immigration than Donald Trump, who has promised mass detention and deportation of people.
The Harris campaign declined to comment and referred NPR to remarks the vice president made in Arizona last month. There, she called for revamping the immigration system. She vowed more punitive measures for migrants who cross without authorization and called for a pathway to citizenship for, quote, hardworking immigrants who have been here for years, end quote. Solid says that if Harris wins, immigrant rights groups need to push for a different approach on how to deal with migrants and the southern border. Sergio Martinez Beltran, NPR News, Austin.